Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
This is the last week. Until the second wave hits. Of your favorite game show, Who Won?
Quarantine.
Yes. Let's meet our celebrity judge today. We've got the... Oh, my God. I can't believe this. I can't believe that you took time out of your schedule to join us for Who Won Quarantine. Ladies and gentlemen, Nyla. Nyla's on.
Nyla.
Hey.
Nyla, thank you so much for joining us.
Not a problem. Thank you guys for having me.
Hey, give me a quick 10-second synopsis on your amazing career, Nyla. Go ahead.
I work at a bakery in Medford. It's called Arthur's. Love to my job. We've stayed open the entire time, so.
People need their baked goods.
Yum.
You know what I'm saying?
Cannoli.
There you go. Melissa wants a cannoli. Hook her up.
Tiramisu.
She wants tiramisu. Hook her up.
Eclairs.
No, listen. Okay, so the way the game goes is we're going to go around the room, each tell you a story of how we spent our, I guess we could say our long weekend in quarantine, and you judge it, but don't think that there's any special rules to judging. It doesn't have to be the most interesting story. It doesn't have to be the funniest story. It could be the laziest story. Whatever you feel deserves to win, you pick. We can't fight it. You ready?
Sounds good.
All right. Pebbles, you still retired? I forget.
It was a game time decision, but yeah, I'm still retired.
Oh, okay,
Pebbles, maybe tomorrow.
Even after
she's
a long weekend.
Yeah. She comes in and out of retirement depending on what she did during quarantine.
You know.
Leroy, would you like to kick it off?
Yeah, well, first, I tried to make some bread over the weekend. I just
really?
Want you to know that.
Really?
Yep, yep, some bread, some flour, some sugar, some yeast, some canola oil and things like that. I just wanted to put that out there. Then
wait, how'd it go?
I'm lying.
To impress the baker.
Because that's what everybody's doing.
Are you serious right now?
Actually thought you were serious. Because we were just talking last week about how everyone's trying to make bread during quarantine. So I thought you went out and did it. All right,
let me keep it moving.
Anyways.
You made some great monkey bread.
Okay.
It was delicious.
Ooh,
it was so good. I did the typical, didn't do much. I worked out. I put some things together, like a bed and all types of stuff. But the highlight of my weekend was I went to the Blue Hills and I went hiking. And for the second time in my life, I was cornered by deer because I went off trail. I went off trail. I'm out there and I like to explore, and I went off trail and I looked up, and about 15 to 20 yards away, there were two of them.
Aww.
And we had a standoff. I don't know why I was so scared. They just looking at me like, look at this fool lost in here. But we must have looked at each other for about a good 2-3 minutes, and then I just slowly backed up and left.
You're the only person that deer will, like, step to.
Gravitate towards.
Everybody else, the deer's like, yo, I'm out.
Right.
Well, they see you and they want to fight.
I'm in their, I'm in their area. It's not like we were on the street. I'm in the woods.
Right.
So, I'm out of place. So they're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But that's it. That's all I did.
All right. Leroy almost got into a fight with deer. Melissa.
Okay. So mine might actually change a lot of people's opinions about me, or it might actually enhance their opinions that they already had, because everybody knows I have a little bit of a gambling issue, and ever since we've been in quarantine, there hasn't been any opportunities to really, because all the casinos are closed, and unless you're betting on stupid prop bets, there's really no sports going on.
Oh God!
So I've made some friends in the online slot community. We've actually had my friend Joe on the air before to talk to us about his slot channel that he has on YouTube. So we were talking, and he lives in Queens, New York, and in New Jersey, online gambling is legal. So,
oh no!
On Friday, I got in my car.
Oh my God.
Met a bunch of friends. We were talking to a bunch of us that made friends via this online slot community. We decided we were going to take a drive to New Jersey to gamble online. Now, you're not going to believe me, but I only got out of my car one time, and that was to go to the bathroom, and that was in Connecticut, because I didn't want to get out of my car in New York or New Jersey, because I knew there was a lot of COVID hotspots there. So I went to the bathroom in Connecticut, met up with my friends in Queens, and then we drove to a rest area in New Jersey, all of us in our own cars. Got in a little circle.
Online.
Went online. I gambled for 3 hours. Spent $250, won $200 back, cashed out, so I only lost
Jesus.
$50.
Yep.
And Jesus. Then drove home. I got home around 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. That was my... Now, keep in mind, I've only left the house twice this entire weekend. That was one time. And then Saturday night, I went to dinner at an outside restaurant, patio restaurant in New Hampshire, and had a very good time. And it was, yeah, it was great to go back out to a restaurant after a couple of months of not being able to.
I have no words for that story.
I drove to New Jersey to online gamble. Yep.
Oh, my God. Okay, now we're moving on to me, Nyla. Speaking of COVID hotspots, I moved for the next couple of months. My wife and I moved in with my parents in Everett. Yeah, quarantine. Because she's studying for the bar exam. We need help with the kids and all that stuff. So anyway, I think everyone has experienced this. Something where it happens all the time during your childhood within your family and you think it's normal. And then later at some point you get a friend who comes to a family event or something and they witness that behavior. And they're like, yo, that's not normal. And you're like, it's not? I thought it was. It happened all the time growing up. So I need to preface it with that. So we were at my parents' house, and we were playing dominoes because we're Puerto Rican, and that's what Puerto Ricans do. So it was myself, my mom, my dad, and Nicole. That were the teams. Me and my mother versus my father and Nicole. At one point, my dad starts messing around with my mom, you know, just playing games, going, oh, don't play here. He has a little domino under his hand. He keeps, like, putting it towards my mom, pulling it away. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, my mother stands up and punched his hand into the domino, into the table. I'm surprised his knuckles didn't break. Oh, yeah, she attacked him. I'm laughing my ass off. My dad's laughing his ass off. Nicole's standing there with her eyes like the emoji, the open eyes. My mother grabs the container that holds the dominoes, the wood container, looks at my father and goes, next time I'm going to hit you with this. So we kept the game moving, you know? Later on, Nicole was like, what the hell happened downstairs? And I said, when? And she goes, when your mother physically attacked your dad. And I go, that happens all the time. What are you talking about? I'm like, she always hits him. He annoys her. She punches him. We keep it moving. And she was like, that's not normal. So I realized that apparently your mother throwing things at your father and punching him and stuff like that and threatening to, like, physically assault him is not a normal thing. Who knew? So anyway, that's what I learned. I grew up like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's my story from quarantine. So
some good stories to choose from.
Nyla, you got Leroy almost fighting a deer, my mother beating up my father, Melissa sinking to the depths of her gambling addiction, and Pebble still in retirement. What story? Who won quarantine?
Wow, this is a tough one. Melissa, as much as I am proud of you for staying strong through all of this, a 3-hour car ride.
It's actually longer than that. It was four.
Oh, my God.
Sit in your car for 3 hours.
Well, if you want to be actually totally honest, I sat in my car for, 4 hours down, about 3 hours there, and then 4 hours back.
How are you making yourself seem worse than already the story you already told us?
I'm trying to be completely, you know, transparent here.
Okay.
Wow. Guys, this is a tough one. I think I gotta go with Ramiro.
Yay!
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Domestic abuse for the win.
For attempting to make friends, though. It is not easy.
What was that?
She was talking about you not making bread, and she thinks that your story was real too, just like Melissa. Wow, listen.
I said I'm proud of Leroy for attempting to make bread. It's not easy.
Yes. It was very hard.
It was very difficult.
But it still didn't work.
Especially when the hardest part of making bread is when you have no ingredients and you make up the story.
Stop it.
Nyla, thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now there's no possible way for Leroy to win.
Yeah, he's out.
Aren't y'all happy? Oh, joy. Let's throw a party in here right now.
I was thinking you'd make a comeback. I did. I really did.
So, really, it's between me and Melissa now. I have the lead, but Melissa's right behind me. I have 10. She has 9.
I don't anticipate myself really doing anything this week, so we might just give it to you now. I'll be totally honest.
It's just the beginning of the week. Who knows? There's going to be many ways of my mother attacking my dad from now to Friday. We're ending it on Friday because basically quarantine's kind of over, but it's not really over. But, you know, let's be honest. Once a wave 2 hits, we'll bring the game back.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.